All right, microphone's on. Very good. At this time, I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. This is our regular trustee meeting. It is July 1, 2021, and happy fiscal new year to all the accounting types that are out there. Starting July 1 is our new fiscal year. So at this time, I'd like to read a full and accurate account of this meeting's audio recording can be found at www.genoatwp.com. Present tonight, roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Here.
Ms. Vaughn?
Here.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Here. Also present is Steve Gamble, Chief of Police. Linda is not with us at this point in time. Robert Matthews, Director of Roads, Buildings and Ground, Joe Ponzi, Fire Chief, Joe Schaefer, Director of Development and Zoning, and Paul Wise, Township Administrator. At this time, I would like to have, let's have Paul Wise lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Paul. We're going to shift a little bit in our normal agenda. We have a couple swearing-ins to do tonight, which is always exciting and always takes precedence. So at this time, I'd like to call on Joe Ponzi, our fire chief.
Good evening. Trustees, I would like to respectfully request a resolution to hire Ronald G. Delosier as a full-time firefighter paramedic effective July 4th, 2021. Mr. Delosier has successfully completed all portions of our hiring process and meets the requirements for employment with Genoa Township. Mr. Delosier has been a full-time firefighter paramedic for the Franklin Township Fire Department in Franklin County since 2008. He holds numerous certifications, including fire inspector, CPR instructor, EMS instructor, and continuing education instructor certificates. Mr. Delosier will start at step A of the current collective bargaining agreement.
Very good. At this time, I will move to approve the hiring of Ronald G. Delosier as full-time firefighter paramedic effective July 4th, 2021 at the A step rate of the current collective bargaining agreement. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Mr. Meyer will do the swearing in.
I state your name.
I, Ronald Delosier.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Firefighter paramedic. Genoa Township.
Delaware County.
State of Ohio.
During the continuance of my appointment.
So help me God.
Thank you.
While you're up, Ron, would you please introduce everyone that you brought with you this evening?
So the entourage I brought with me today, obviously, first my wife, Camille, then my sister, Sarah, my daughter, Crosley, my mom, Pam, her fiance, Norm, my best friend on the planet, Chad Adams, and his wife, Amber.
Very good. Cool. Thank you all for coming out tonight, and I'm sure you're proud of Ron. My guess is Ron doesn't sing soprano in the barbershop quartet. Yeah. It's a very good resonating voice.
He would be the bass.
All right. Next up, we have Chief Gamble with a swearing in.
Good evening, trustees. I respectfully request a resolution to hire Carissa M. Webb as a full-time police officer effective July 5th, 2021. Ms. Webb has successfully completed all portions of our hiring process to include polygraph, background, psychological, and medical exams. Ms. Webb is originally from Hawaii, and I'm told she moved to Central Ohio because she heard the weather is fantastic here in January and February. Actually, she moved here with her husband, and she has worked as a trooper for the Ohio State Highway Patrol for the last 3 years. So she has 3 years police experience. Based on this, I recommend hiring her at the B-step rate of $32.11 per hour, as allowed in Section 14.2 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, which states, the Board of Trustees may, in its sole discretion, hire an individual as a police officer at Step B, in which case advancement to all succeeding steps shall be successive one-year intervals. We have done this similarly in the past when hiring officers with prior experience.
Very good. At this time, I will move to approve the hiring of Carissa M. Webb as full-time police officer effective July 5th, 2021 at the B-step rate of $32.11 per hour per Section 14.2 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Come on up, Carissa. Very good.
Why? Oahu. If you want to stay right there and have your significant other, your husband, come up, pin your badge on you. And if you'd also introduce your guests.
Yes.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
We get a better pinner.
This is my Uncle Jamie, my husband Ronnie, my father-in-law Ron, and my neighbors Beth and James.
Nice. Very good. Thanks for coming out, folks. I'm sure you're proud of Carissa. All right. All right, we will get back on schedule here, and Pat Myers, fiscal officer.
Sure, a couple things. First, I'm going to jump down one and ask for approval of the trustee meeting minutes of June the 3rd. There was a correction. We made that correction.
I will move to approve the following June 3rd, following minutes of June 3rd, 2021, of the regular trustee meeting minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Mr. Carries?
Next, the financials I'll have them for you, review and signature. Current balance, all funds, $26,058,568.57. That breaks down investments of $19,763,531.03, and the primary account of $6,295,037.54. And everything is cleared and everything is reconciled for the month. And that is end of month May financials. Right. Next, I do have proof of supplemental appropriation. There was a change in vendor the prior year on this purchase order, so we're just changing the account code to pay that. So I'd ask your approval of supplemental appropriation moving from one account, $134,000, to the second account.
Okay, I'll move to approve the following supplemental appropriation from account number 2191210221000 in the amount of $134,000 to account number 2191210221000 760-740-000 in the amount of $134,000. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call. Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries.
That's all I have, with the exception, I will make a comment that our audit is complete. Super positive feedback from the auditors, which was a different group, which is great because we've gotten used to that same group. They're very positive about the cooperation from the township leadership, Donna, and the leadership getting stuff to them and so forth. We should have the final draft back within about a week or so, and then we'll get it posted to the site. And if anybody has any questions, they're always able to call the office and we can talk through it. But there was nothing more than, the only thing that was on there, I'll just bring it up, is because we're self-insured, there's a certain way that we have to code that. We didn't do it totally correct last time. We thought we had it corrected, and he said we still missed it a little bit. I asked him about it, he said, you are not the only township that struggles with accounting on the self-insurance piece. And he said, but it is by far better than it was last time. We just need to get it to the right spot. So we're continuing to learn that process because we're all new to it. But it went real well. So
there will be a written report?
Absolutely. We'll have it back. Then probably the next week we'll have the final back.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
Yep.
All right. Trustee comments.
Trustee Goodman?
Nothing this evening. Thank you.
I don't have anything either.
Okay. Two kind of fun items. One, on July 24th, 2021, the Delaware County Friends of the Trails will be hosting the Delaware County Community Ties Bike Tour, which actually starts down here at the Northside Fellowship Church in Genoa Township. And there are three different levels of rides. There's like an 8-mile ride, a family ride, four levels, 31 mile, 62 mile, and 100 mile. And all the proceeds go to the maintenance of the Ohio Erie Trail, which is our main trail going through the township. So anyone interested, there's some flyers that will be here at the township, or you can check the website for the Delaware County Friends of the Trails. The other one is a little bit later. The date on that, again, was Saturday, July 24th. The other one is the Galena Summerfest is going to be, again this year, August 28th, 2021, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. in Galena. And that's always a fun activity, too. So those are the only two things that I have. So. All right, public comment. Seeing we have no public, I'm going to assume there is no public comment unless there's anything online. Very good. Actually, we do have one public, so. Administration. Paul?
Yes, good evening. A couple items this evening under administration. First off, as I reported back in May, the township had received notification that the Ohio EPA grant that Jim Barna has applied to the township, we received that grant. So the total was $75,000. If you recall, I discussed this back in the fall during the budget time. The EPA portion of the grant is $60,000, and Genoa Township 25% match is $15,000. So the grant would be utilized for taking our recycling process to the next step. It would be to provide cans that the residents would own if they purchased $10 per unit. They would own themselves and keep a branded can with that says on the side the Ohio EPA's logo, along with a Genoa Township logo on the side. And so with a one-time $10 charge, if they don't have a tote with a cover with wheels, they can purchase one of ours for $10 and have it. It'd be in their, if we even change garbage vendors, they can still keep it. It's theirs to keep. So the Jim Barna and I had a webinar yesterday concerning the grant. There was a deadline that was in June that had to be signed off on. So with the chairman's authority, I signed off on the part where we would be moving ahead. So the next step, according to the EPA, is that they will be sending 50% in July at some point. And so what they would be doing is sending us a check for $60,000, Pat. So they want a separate grant line item set up so that we can track any expenditures that and the revenue that we have. So that was one of their requirements. We have 1 year to use the grant, and if we do get it all used before the 1 year time, we can close the grant and so get it out of their books and our books. So moving ahead next month, I'm sure Donna will have some appropriations to approve that would be setting up these accounts. So with that, I think it's great that Jim, this was a lengthy grant to write, but he's worth every penny so far. So any questions?
Yeah. So now that it's out there, people are aware of it, it's good. What's the timeline? What's the plan? I know we have a lot to do between now and then, but what is our plan for getting these actually out there on the streets?
So obviously with a price tag of $75,000, the township will need to, first off, write a set of specs and bid out to the vendors the cans so that they could come back to us with a per unit cost. That's the first step. That would probably take about 30 days to do that step, and that's something that I'll get the specs off of our waste district because they've specced out these types of cans before. They'll be 65 gallons. So the grant is calling for 1,500 units. I know that what we can do in the specs is order, have them be ordered as we need them, not delivered at one time. And from some of the talk with the experts in the field, these cans could be nested, so there won't be one can spread out all over the place. There'll be several in one stack that we could get out and deliver to our residents. So with Bob's assistance, we could probably put them on a trailer and deliver them as they're sold, because it'd be the simplest way to get them out there to the residents.
Okay. We just need to get some of these loose ends, because, I'm not sure we want someone driving around every day, all day. I mean, are we going to have a certain time, a certain week? You're not going to be out delivering these every
no,
day.
No. We would sell them in blocks. Yeah. So it would be, okay, once have someone assemble, maybe at the wheels need put on, we could put the wheels on and the lid, and then have them sent out in one day and have them delivered to the residents. So,
okay. All right. Well, it's good news. Devil's into details and just getting things.
We've been, there's a lot of complaints about recycling with our red bins flying around, and this would be an alternative for residents. And I want to be the first one that buys one because I think it's a good deal.
Yeah. No, it is. Okay, any other questions, comments?
Is there a plan to start specking this out and bidding it before we actually get the money? So that when we get the money, we're ready.
The money's coming.
Oh, so yeah, I know.
Yes, we're going to get the specs off of the county of the DKMM and put it out as soon as we can advertise it.
And also, can we start selling these before they're actually available rather than waiting?
I'd like to see what price they're offered at.
Okay.
Because I would hate to commit to a $10 if they come in less. We're not going to make any money on this grant. We just want to give our user cost to have it be bought. So if it's an $8.50 charge or whatever,
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm in favor of this. I think it's great. I want to buy the second one.
And people can still use the Rumkey, the red bin, if they want.
Yeah, this is just
it's required, or even if you do get a bin, one of these, you can still use the red ones. So,
and the EPA sees this as a potential where people might even recycle more. So it's good for the environment.
Good.
Paul, one of the things, if I recall correctly, I do have a question. If I recall correctly, when we first talked about this, this was going to be offered first to people who did not have the large can at this point, that were not renting a large can. Is that still the case, or
I don't know if we need to discriminate, because with 1,500 units, I think we could probably, if we sell out, then we can apply another for another grant cycle. We'll know by the next grant cycle is in November. So if we sell out, I think we just keep applying for the grant again.
And I think that's a good idea. I would hate to restrict this to just a certain population.
The more I thought about it, I think we need to just not verify with Rumpke that they have a tote and just put it out to anyone that needs it.
Maybe that leads to what you were talking about, the pre-sale. I mean, if we put it out there in 1,800, maybe it's good to put it out there now.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of pieces to this that are going to have to be figured out. Mm-hmm. How are they? What kind of payments are we going to accept? Can we accept credit card? I think we can. Can you do it online? There's a lot of moving parts, so we just need to kind of tie this down a little bit more as we're moving forward. But you're right, Paul. The first thing is we got to get the specs out there and get this moving. So, very good.
Great.
Anything else on that one?
No. Okay. The second item is that there's been a lot of debate and lobbying at the state township level with this next group of funding. It's called the American Rescue Plan funding. So there was the Senate Bill 111 was put forward, and there was a debate about whether or not townships would be included in that that funding. It was a mistake that the townships were left off, and there was a lot of lobbying at the city level, the Ohio Municipal League level, about the townships don't need that. It's just going to have to go to the cities, and we're not going to divvy up any of the money because they don't deserve it at the townships. But our township association, along with the CLOUT members, we lobbied hard to our state reps and senators. And the way it looks now is that the Senate Bill 111 was actually changed to another one where certain things were written out of it, but included in that was the townships being able to receive the funding for this. So I've been told that the maximum funding that we would possibly be receiving, according to the last information I received, would be $1,474,475.91 for 2 years. So the total maximum that the township may be getting is $2,948,951.82. So the fiscal office will be working with the state office of OBM, it's called, to make sure that all of our DUNS numbers are on file and that we file the paperwork correctly to accept the first round of funding. So we discussed a little bit internally about another reimbursement of the salary line items and potentially some salary line items for the maintenance department this time, because some of the monies on this Recovery Act we're using to have staff clean restrooms and keep things sanitary on a daily basis. So I think they're obviously going to be included in some of that. So I'm just letting you know that it's, once again, Donna will probably need to, once the money's decided, we'll need to have some kind of a budget appropriation to do some of the funding like we did for the CARES Act and divide it up.
And this is all reimbursement. So this money that's coming into us is not for projects or things going forward, or is it?
No, we don't have to have that go for these projects. And
I'm sorry?
No, not specifically. There's a very, the usage of this is very particular, mostly for salary this time, because I've seen some of the guidelines are for the wage ends of safety and other employees used for this act.
Because I know before we used it for some equipment and
yeah, that was a little more general
for out here enclosures. So
these funds are more generalized into more of a more centered towards salary.
Okay, and it'll be a reimbursement of those. Okay.
Yes. So we can actually apply for monies that we've already paid people in the past. So okay. It's a cleaner budget adjustment that way when there's to be audited on specifically. When you get over $750,000, it's easier to audit when there's only one placement of the funds going in a keystroke. So,
okay. All right.
Is this use it or lose it?
Yes. And believe me, we'll use it.
Okay. Just making sure.
If it saves our taxpayer funds in any way, we're going to use it here in our own area because our residents are needy also.
Okay. Very good. We appreciate the work the legislature and the OTA and making sure that the townships are involved in that. So,
now, all right. I'm pitching in for Linda Greco
HR,
this evening.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
So, and under the HR section, we have found a young person that would like to work in our buildings and grounds effective June, retroactively to June 21st. He started already. His name is Livesay, correct, Bob?
Yes.
Eric Livesay. So I asked the board to approve the retroactive hiring of Eric Livesay.
All right, I'll move to approve the retroactive hiring of Eric Livesay as building and grounds seasonal labor effective June 21st, 2021 at a rate of $12 per hour. Second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion Thank carries.
You. Thank you, board. Next up, we had an emergency federal act that occurred in the last month that caught everybody off guard because federal government notoriously acts extremely slow, but there was an act put forward and there's a new federal holiday called Juneteenth. And so in order for the township to utilize this, we included in our policy manual under the acceptable recognized holidays. So I asked the board to approve the new holiday of June 19th in our policy manual.
All right, I'll move to approve the new federal holiday, Juneteenth, National Independence Day, observed every June 19th, into the holiday schedule of Genoa Township's personnel policy manual. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion?
Paul, obviously we missed it this year. It was just too short a notice to give folks that day off. Are we planning on making up this holiday, a floating holiday this year, and then going forward, observing it on the day of?
Obviously, I can't decide that. It's a board action. So what's the will of the board?
When I read information about this today, this doesn't take effect until September, right?
No,
this year?
It took a place immediately.
Oh, it did?
It did.
I thought I had read that it wasn't. Okay.
Yeah. To my surprise, I called the state office on the day, and they said we're closed due to the federal holiday. So people were observing it. And there are other places who banks, for one, said they just couldn't shut down that quickly.
Right.
So they were going to observe it in different ways, mostly a floating holiday this year, and then on the day going forward. Mm-hmm.
And the night that it passed, I contacted our prosecutor, and I asked, are you folks off tomorrow? And he's like, he didn't know. And had to run up his chain of command and said, they said it's too soon for June 19th. So whatever the board's will and wish is for this year, if you just want to do one floating holiday for someone, it's up to the board.
How does this affect union contracts?
It would be.
So it, go ahead.
It would have to be negotiated. Or if so choosing, if the union would ask, we could probably draft up a MOU, a memorandum of understanding, which is like a sidebar to the contract, like an addendum.
Yeah, so, we could do an MOU. I highly doubt they would object to it.
Thinking the same thing.
We don't want a day off.
What I'm saying is if we were to say, well, we missed it this year, we're going to move on, versus, yeah, we'll have a floating holiday. I mean, that would be my concern is if we said we weren't going to have anything, that the union come back and say, oh, wait a minute, you owe us a holiday.
I They potentially could. That would not happen if you made it a floating holiday, obviously.
Right.
But I don't know what action they would take.
I would say that an MOU would probably be the best course of action between the township and the unions. And, the holidays don't, I don't want to say this, or how do I say it? We still work on holidays. In our contract, the holidays are observed. They get holiday time. They get X amount of hours per the federally recognized holidays. And then they use that as earned time off throughout the year that they can use at their leisure. That was the original agreement back in 2005, the first contract. The second one, actually. But that's how holidays are recognized in the fire department's collective bargaining agreement is you don't get the day off. I mean, we still have to work and provide emergency services.
So in that case, well, I guess the same would be true in your situation, Steve.
They can either take a day off using a holiday day or get paid for those excess holidays in November.
Okay.
The resolution this evening would be for non-union people.
Okay, it's not what it says, but we can make it, well, personnel man policy. That's true. Okay.
Well, that's true.
But it still doesn't mean we aren't going to have to deal with the union eventually.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So that we're all on the same page, a floating holiday is?
Take away one. If you say, maybe this year, just say for 2021, make it a floating holiday.
Right.
And then
right.
Every year past it. So whenever a person, say they're extending a weekend or something comes up and, boy, I'd really need that day off, then they can take that in lieu of a vacation day.
They still have to have approval and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would also suggest that it must be taken by the end of 2021. It can't float, not to use that term again, but it can't move over to next year.
Yeah. Floating holidays are almost invented by banks and places like that. We're like, look, we need to be open. Mm-hmm. We want to recognize it. So everybody that works here, you can take that day whenever you want. If you want to take it on that day, go ahead.
Right.
But we got to be staffed. And then, so that's kind of how that started several years back. People started using that term.
Mm-hmm. I would prefer if we're going to do something, do it sooner than later so that they have maximum amount of time to use it this year.
I would agree. So perhaps amend this motion that, that for 2021 there be a floating holiday to be used no later than December 31st, 2021, and going forward, 2022 and beyond, it is observed on the day.
Exactly what I got here. Okay, so I will amend the motion then to include that the Board of Trustees will approve a one day as a floating holiday in 2021. To be used by December 31st, 2021, but with the approval of their supervisor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So,
roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. So, but we still will need we'll to need do an to, MOU or something.
We'll work on an MOU with the two unions.
Okay.
And we can take the lead on that.
Bring that to the meeting. Next meeting, we'll deal with that.
No.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Anything else on HR? Paul?
No.
Okay. All right. Bob, maintenance, buildings and grounds and parks and cemeteries.
I did have a couple items.
I'm sorry, Steve.
If I can. We have been getting a lot of vendor complaints lately. And this week we pulled the permits of a couple vendors who we caught violating the times. We've also found some people who were out without permits. Their response was, well, we got our permits in Westerville. They thought they were in Westerville. They're not. They're Genoa Township. We explained to them that they have to come and get registered. So this afternoon we had about 20 young people show up to get registered for this one company. We only allow 12, so we registered the 12. I would encourage any residents with any concerns about vendors to please call our dispatch center at 740-833-2800. Don't encounter the vendors yourself. Call us. We'll be happy to send an officer out and make sure that they're abiding by the vendor resolution. Obviously, if you have a no soliciting sign on your door, they're not allowed to come up and solicit. So we will take care of any violations. Just please let us know.
Steve, what was the number again?
740-833-2800. That's the Delaware County Sheriff's Office dispatching. Don't message us on Facebook. Don't email us because we don't respond to those right away. The officer will come out as soon as you call the dispatch center. Another item is all throughout Central Ohio, there's a large number of catalytic converter thefts going on. These catalytic converters contain some precious metals. So people are stealing them, taking them to a scrapyard, maybe getting $100, $150 per. We've had about 20 such thefts, all centered around the Northgate area, Chandler Court, Northgate. So we're giving that area some extra patrols and working with other agencies because we believe that some of the same people are hitting the same areas around here. So we're working on that. Then the last thing I want to mention is we are going to do National Night Out on Tuesday, August 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. I believe we have Pat Myers and 71 South booked if they're back from their European tour.
It's a reunion tour. We're coming out on retirement to play that event.
We're working with our police advisory committee to scale it down a little bit as far as food and make sure everything's safe. But we look forward to trying to do a little bit different version of National Night Out that night. So we invite everybody to come out. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
How long does it take to steal a catalytic converter?
How long does it
How long would it take to dismantle something like that?
Apparently not too long.
Oh, on the catalytic converters?
Yeah, like how?
Less than a minute.
Wow.
They just get in there with that. There's a saw that they use. They're right in there and out. Yeah. They're very quick. And since they're doing a lot, they're experienced. And
wow, that's true.
Working quick.
Okay. No, where are we? Bob?
Thank you. Have a couple purchase orders need approved. The first one is the McNamara Shelter House. We had some shingles come off, and we got a roofing company come look at it, and the whole roof needs replaced. It's never had anything done since it was built. The roof is about 19 and a half years old. So roofing one gave us the lowest price to replace the entire roof of $18,900, and it's in the budget that we can afford it.
Okay. I will move to approve the purchase order to Roofing One Incorporated in the amount of $18,900 for a new roof for the pavilion at McNamara Park. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. You say there's money in the budget. Is that the parks budget or is that the buildings and
parks budget?
Parks budget. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Thanks.
Good thing we have that levy.
Yeah.
Was the damage, you said some of the shingles came off, was it wind related or?
It was wind related, but it didn't tear them off. They're just in bad shape. They came off pretty easy.
So we have no insurance claim that we could get any portion?
No.
Okay.
How old is that pavilion, Bob?
How old's old, what?
The pavilion. How long is it?
19 and a half. Yeah.
20 years. Okay. We've got our money's worth out of it.
Yep.
All right. Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries.
The second purchase order is now that the state budget was approved, we will get in the notice proceed on Freeman Road Park. I did not write a purchase order to spend the money up, so that's what this is. And we'll get a half of this back after we get the project all done. The state's giving us 50% of it, so the $115,000 of it will come back to us. But we had to pay for it up front.
I'll move to approve a blanket purchase order for Freeman Road Park site improvements in the amount of $230,000 for planned capital grant improvements to be reimbursed by the state of Ohio. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries.
The last purchase order is to Mid-Ohio Paving for asphalt. We got all the asphalt done except for Jaycox Road. We're still working on Jaycox. It's taking longer because we got to grind down 5.5 inches instead of just 1.5 inches or 2 inches because the base is all bad. So it's taking longer than I had planned, but this is just for the asphalt, the extra asphalt we're putting in.
Okay. I will move to approve a purchase order to Mid-Ohio Paving in the amount of $60,000 for asphalt. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion?
Bob, I was driving on that road a few nights ago. Are you doing all of Jaycox?
We're doing all of Jaycox. You probably drove on from Worthington up one side we have done, and then from the Sheffield Park to Africa is done, except for the top coat on a short piece there we're doing tomorrow.
Okay.
And after that, we'll be doing the rest of the one lane going west, and then we'll turn around and come back to east and then put the whole finish on at one time.
And what is your projected finish date?
I'm having trouble getting scheduled back for the grinder to grind out the material. Right now, we'll finish about the 6th of August.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that it looks good in spring run, Dunleavy. They all look good too. So, yeah.
The county is done with the resurfacing. Yeah. The ones they did the tops on, they're all done. Everything else, we did 24 roads so far.
24,
and they're all done except for Jaycox.
Wow, that's great. All right.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
How many miles is that, Bob, total? 24 roads?
I haven't figured it up, but it's more than I originally told you because we picked on 3 extra streets that needed it. We got a lot of streets that people are calling in with potholes galore on them. Where the rest of them will just have to patch the best we can for the winter and put them on the resurfacing list next year.
It's been several years ago, but you had put together a plan, and that plan is being worked. So work your plan, right?
We're doing what we said we'd do when we got the levy.
Yeah.
And actually, we're doing more than what we said.
Excellent.
So in the last 2 years since the levy started, we've done 47 streets, and at the beginning when the levy was passed, we was only expecting maybe 15 a year. So that's us doing the work. Most of the work is why we're able to do more.
Yeah. Very good.
Good job, Bob.
Thanks. All right. Police, we got you pretty well handled, I think, right, Steve? Mm-hmm. Nothing else? Okay. Joe?
I only have one other official item of business. I got a couple other things I just want to talk about real quick. In your packets, you should have a resignation from one of our part-time firefighters, Kevin Hicks. Kevin has been with us about 5 or 6 years, and he is a adjunct instructor at Columbus State Community College. He teaches one of their lead instructors in their EMS program. Obviously, last year was a unique year for him. They were doing a lot of their teaching virtually, but now they're back in full session, and it sounds like Kevin's life has gotten busier. And so he came to me, actually received this about 10 days ago, kind of knew it was coming, kind of had heard from him. And but I would just ask that you would accept the resignation of Kevin Hicks as a part-time firefighter for Genoa Township.
All right, I'll move to approve the resignation of firefighter paramedic Kevin Hicks, effective July 6, 2021. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes, motion carries. We thank Kevin for his service and wish him well in his new endeavors.
Absolutely. So just a couple other things. Just to recap the vaccination clinics and what we did during the height of trying to push out the vaccinations. I just wanted to recap with you all that a pretty solid number from the Delaware General Health District was that the amount of drive-through vaccinations that we provided at the fire department was in excess of 3,500. And now, as you're well aware, you can virtually walk in any place and get your shot now pretty easily. So obviously we shut down the drive-through clinics probably about 6 weeks ago. But I just wanted to provide that number to you. Also, the reason it's not on the agenda, I don't have any official action yet, but we have been notified verbally. We applied for a grant through the Shriners. We shot for the moon, and we got a little bit of money. So we got a $5,000. We've been informally notified that we were approved for $5,000, and we're going to use those funds to replace one of our oldest thermal imaging cameras that we carry on the fire trucks. So, and we got a really good deal on that because we were able to kind of enter into an informal agreement with our vendor. And if we entered into that by the end of June, we're getting this camera for about half off because they're giving us a trade-in value on the old one for virtually $5,000. So I just went ahead and made a command decision because I thought it was a prudent financial move for us. So I'll update you as soon as we find out. We're just waiting for the official letter to come from, I think it's Tampa is where the headquarters of the Shriners is at. So as soon as I know more, I'll let you all know.
Very good.
And then just as a reminder, there's been a lot of talk on social media, and there's been a lot of media coverage about the bill being debated. I think it's in the House about the fireworks. And there's a lot of people out there now that think that this has been signed by the governor and enacted as a law. And just as a reminder, it's not. So it's still, under Ohio Revised Code, illegal to set off fireworks unless you're a licensed fireworks displayer, lighter, whatever. So, like I said, there's been a lot on social media, and I just want to get it out there, and I'm going to work on it on social media tomorrow because I want to get it while it's fresh going into the weekend. I didn't want to get anything on there too early, but just as a reminder that it's still illegal.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. And that looks like about it, except for announcements. And we do have an executive session also following this. Announcements, our next trustee meeting will be August 5th, 2021, 6:30 p.m. Reminder that the township offices will be closed July 5th in celebration of the 4th of July. Movie night, McNamara, will be July 10th. That'll be our second movie night. And we do have our police open house. If you have not had a chance to tour the open house or the police station, we will have an open house on July 10th from noon to 4 p.m. So stop in and see our new police station. So, any other business come before the board before we go into exec session? Hearing none, I will move to adjourn into executive session at 7:18 p.m. To consider the appointment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. We are now in executive session at 7:18 p.m. Okay. This time I will move to return from executive session to the regular trustee meeting. The time is 7:49 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. We are now back in regular session of the trustee meeting, and we do have some action to take. I will For a motion, I will move to grant Zach Gilkinson a 3% raise. That will take him from $22.18 per hour up to $22.85 per hour, effective July 4th, 2021. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Being no further business, I will move to adjourn at 7:49 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. We stand adjourned at 7:50 p.m.